Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom on this wonderful Monday afternoon. Dr. Pearl is with us in studio. Good afternoon and welcome terug.
Thank you, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful spring day today. I hope that this weather is not just teasing us.
I know. Yeah. I was just saying earlier as well, because I don't know, I just felt so excited to see it look brighter and a bit warmer, and it's just got a different mood to it, right?
Yeah, plus my grass, I'm tired of the brown grass.
Oh, tell me about it. I feel guilty every time I walk past it. I'm just like,
yeah, no, we need some green grass out there. Yeah. So come now, spring, come do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Pearl, it's so good to be with you. I mean, the last time you were here, we had such powerful conversations around contending for the faith.
Yeah.
And obviously you were away and we missed you last week, but we're just happy that you're here today. What do you have in store for us?
Awesome. Amazing. Amazing. Well, I wanted to just talk about a part of our Christian life, which is supposed to be normal, but I don't think it's quite normal.
Yeah.
And that's the aspect of our prayer, you know, talking to God, being in communion with Him. One of the charges that is given to us is that we should pray without ceasing.
That's right.
So prayer is supposed to be a normal part of our life. But the question is it? We've normalized so many things, see. Mm. We normalize social media. We normalize watching movies and Netflix.
Date nights
and everything else is normalized, but talking to God doesn't seem to be quite normalized. Mm-hmm. And if and when we do it, it seems like we only apportion God like a couple of minutes. Mm. So one thing I always challenge women around is, you know, because we're multitaskers, we've got a lot to do, especially if you're married, you will have a lot to do. Mm. But one thing I always challenge women about is to say that, why is it that we seem to have enough time? We have 8 hours. Some of us, especially we black women, African women, we have enough 8 hours to plait your hair and extensions.
But, why are you coming for us?
Yeah, no, I've got to talk.
You will sit like 12 hours even
I'm
if you have to.
You 12 hours, tiny
those
braids.
Thin braids.
That's it. You and then 12 hours to take them out again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a whole day to put in and take out braids.
Yeah.
But you will not even have 5 minutes for prayer time.
Sure.
How does that happen? You don't even have 5-10 minutes, but you always manage to find time for the hair, whether it's being braided or whether it's extensions or whatever. Always manage to find time and money for all of that. But we never have time for prayer. Just 10, 15 minutes, it's like you're asking for too much.
Mm.
So the question is not time. The issue is not time. Mm. The issue is, what have we prioritized?
Yeah.
So we got time for our nails. You sit there 2 hours in the nail salon. You know,
no disturbances, and you have all the patience for
no disturbances, sticking stuff on your nails, doing all sorts, putting diamonds,
and you're present, right? You're watching,
you're
invested,
seriously invested. Yeah. You're like making sure that nail lady does not put the diamond in the wrong place, because it's going to ruin your whole week,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we invest so much in that. So I'm just saying to us, and I'm putting out the challenge, and yeah, listen, let me not just harass the women, because the women are going to be like, why? What's your problem now? But Bontate, you have time to watch every rugby match, etc. You be on the couch shouting hello,
coaching from the couch,
coaching from the couch, armchair coach. You know that nobody can hear, but you be acting like people can hear you. No, scrum left. I don't even know what I'm saying, but it sounded good. Scrum left. And you'll be doing all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And in fact, let me give my sisters a break. Because when it comes to praying, to be honest with you, I think women, we pray more than when prayer meetings come. Every prayer meeting I've seen is 90% women.
As if it was said, it's for women, you know?
Yeah. So I'm going to give my sisters a break right now and just be on the men a little bit, because, I think they also need prayer.
Mm.
But, so I really wanted to talk to us about prayer and the fact that we must normalize it, because we've normalized pretty much everything. We've normalized shopping. We can go and spend 2-3 hours shopping, out there for dinner, lunch, 2-hour dates, movies. we have time for everything. We've normalized everything but prayer. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to remind us, you know, we're doing a three-part series.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted to remind us about the importance of prayer. Mm-hmm. That some of the reasons why we're not making progress is because we don't make time for God. We don't prioritize him. The book of James says, you have not because you do not ask, first of all. And then secondly, it says, then you ask amiss. And it mentions some of the wrong ways in which we ask. It says we ask with selfish desires, you know, with carnality. We're just asking for carnal flesh things. We're not praying for nations to be aligned. We're not praying for our leaders. All those things, you know, that God talks about. He's given us the nations for our inheritance. We don't take that seriously. So, yeah, and of course, I wanted to focus us on Hannah because Hannah prayed. And in Samuel 2, verses 1, 2, just remind us of the prayer of Hannah. It says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. So just wanted to remind, and, you know, over the next couple of weeks, just reminding people that Hannah prayed. She was in a dire situation. Mm-hmm. She was in a place of barrenness. She was in a place of need. Mm. She was in a place of frustration. Mm. She was, I would even, you know, venture to say she was in a place of depression because she was not where she needed to be. But it's prayer. It's her prayer that God answered. And so we're talking about, you know, some of the things that we need to consider in our prayer. Mm. Make prayer a lifestyle. Yeah. Make it personal.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to say so much about Hannah is that there was a thorn in Hannah's side. Mm. And if you read that account, there was another woman in the picture called Penina. Mm-hmm. And Penina was a major problem. I mean, she was that woman who was just harassing her because Mama Zala was happy with Penina. Mm. Her mother-in-law was like, Penina delivered the goods. Mm. But Hannah stuck out like a sore thumb. It looked like she was not doing what she was supposed to be doing. And Penina was there. The Bible tells us in that scripture, it says that Penina was provoking, harassing her, mocking her, making fun of her. And this is what I want to say to people out there, because let me say this. Everybody has a Penina. Everybody has in your life at one point and maybe several points in your life, you're going to have a Penina. You're going to have that person, that somebody who is provoking you because your situation is not that good. And this is what I want to say is don't get angry. Don't respond in the right way to Penina. And what is the right way to respond to her? You respond to her by going to prayer.
Amen.
Allow Penina to provoke you into a place of prayer because that's where your breakthrough is going to come through. Mm. God allows Peninas in our life because if we didn't have Peninas, we would not pray. That persistent prayer. Mm. If we didn't have Peninas, we would not pray that, you know, really deep prayer. You know, Paul talks about the thorn in his flesh and how it's important and necessary to have that thorn in the flesh to keep you from being in a place of pride and also to push you into new dimensions. Mm. So Penina is there to push you into a new dimension. Mm-hmm. Don't curse Penina. Mm. Don't be upset about Penina. Embrace the provocation of Penina to bring you into a place where you can pray like you never prayed before and move into another dimension of not just, you know, thank you for the chocolate chips and Maguinya prayer kind of. Yeah. You got to move outside of them chocolate chip prayers. No, Asifuni chocolate chip prayer.
We
need to move beyond those grocery kind of prayers.
Yeah.
We need to move into a dimension of praying prayers that can change the narrative and the trajectory of nations.
There's something you said a bit earlier on, I think, about Hannah and how the prayer that she made opened ways even for more. Like it wasn't just the one son that God gave, but it made room.
Absolutely. She had many, many children after that. The Bible says she actually had like additional children after that. So, you know, it brought Penina to a place of understanding because I think at the beginning, it's very possible she was just believing for one child. Mm. Let's give me a son. Mm. She didn't say sons. Mm. She didn't say give me children, etc. It was very one-dimensional.
Yeah.
But that prayer moved her, that need moved her into such a place that now she was able to sustain, to move beyond just give me a son. That now she was in a place of consistent, sustained prayer. And she got more than what she originally was looking for. More than what she moved into a dimension of getting even that which she had not originally trusted for. That now there are dimensions of prayer that are pulling out other levels and other realms. So very important, just to say that start with that prayer. And then once you get that prayer answered, then you're like, okay, listen, there's more. There's more. I can push in prayer and get even more because God has designed and fashioned even more for me. So yeah, let Penina do that for you. Let her move you into a place where you get even more than you bargained for, even more than what you hoped for, even more than what you originally trusted for and believed for, because Penina took you to a place where, you know, your eyes that, you know, the Bible talks about, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, beyond our expectations. So let Penina bring you to that place where you trust God to do exceedingly abundantly above your every hope, your every expectation, and know that He is able. Hallelujah.
Oh, amen.